from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. I would like to get this started. Shout-out to everyone who doesn't reply all to the emails.
Shout-out to everybody who does reply all to the emails.
I knew it.
I love reply all.
All right. I am a not reply all. Corey is a yes reply all.
Just delete it. It's
Alec,
all one.
Are you a reply-aller?
I'm very much against it, but in the right circumstance,
like for Reggie,
go for it. Yes, Reggie is worth it.
And Mike, you are against it as well.
100% against it. I get too many emails already. I would like to have one email a day. I would like for my email to go, this is the most important email of the day. Everything else, gone.
Okay, I like it.
I hate email.
Everything else gone.
I did not realize that email defeated you as much as it does.
Look at your email? No, I'll tell you what. At 2 o'clock today, I close this computer. I do not reopen it until about 9 a.m. on Monday morning.
Wow, really?
I do not look at my computer until that day. So at 2 p.m. usually,
there's something to be said for that.
When the lovely Stephanie sends an email about getting something done on Friday after our show is over, I'm not going to see it until Monday morning.
All right. That explains so many of the things here. All right. There is the famous Mike Bassett.
877-881-1053. I asked Kevin's favorite color this morning, and he said, I don't have a favorite color because I'm an adult. And Atolo asked this specifically because they wanted to donate something to Peace-a-thon. And
oh, well, see, you didn't say that.
So I asked Kevin, and he was like, I'm an adult. I don't play this stupid game. But then he eventually said green because it's the color of money. So there you go.
Man, Corey was so beat down by that, too. And he goes, yeah, all right. Will you just tell me the color?
Something to work with here.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
But now that I have the collection, it's green, blue, and gray is the favorite colors on the show.
Oh, interesting.
There you go.
All right. So
I need to get Alex's favorite color. What's your favorite color, Alec?
Blue.
Look at that. Blue. Getting the win right now.
Man, blue's in the lead. I like it.
Oh, God. 10:03, Alec Medford. Reply all. Jeez. Fart head.
I love it.
Immediately deleted. I didn't even read what you said, Alec.
That's hurtful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and your email.
I missed you yesterday, too.
Your email is dumb, too. It says, congrats, Reg.
I bet Reggie.
That's it?
I bet Reg. Yeah. I bet Reg reads every single one of them.
No way.
Except for y'all's.
He doesn't like extra work.
When I see him on Monday or whatever day I see him, first of all, I've already congratulated him. Second of all, I'll just say, hey, congratulations again through not email, through human interaction.
Fair.
Congratulations.
I think that is totally
I don't
fair.
Know what that is.
Seems like an excessive amount of use of words.
All right. Let's go to, we'll be positive. Let's go to cut number one, because I have a question about the Rangers, and I might have info that will encourage or discourage you.
Full count here to Seager. Semien on deck. And now the 3-2. Swing and a drive. Well hit ball deep right field. Leon going back, looking up, and this ball game is tied. Corey Seager launches his 23rd home run of the season to make it a 2-2 ball game.
All right, so things are really positive in that cut, and so focus on that. Don't worry about the fact that you've lost every non-White Sox series since the All-Star break. So I was reading an article, and since the wild card started in 1995, no team has reached the postseason with a worse record than the Rangers have right now through 115 games.
Okay.
So that's per stat head. That is discouraging. However, five teams with an under 500 mark at this point have made the playoffs, including the Arizona Diamondbacks, who last year were 57-58, and they went on to the World Series. So the Rangers are only three games worse than that. There's been multiple teams that have made it from 56-59.
That team made the wild card.
They did.
The Diamondbacks.
84 wins.
There's no way the Rangers are getting the wild card, right?
No.
Like, that just seems impossible. It would be a massive collapse and the most magical thing ever.
I agree with you on that. All right. I don't think that's likely to happen. And so this is the concerning thing for me. This is the positive that I could come up with. Well, the Rangers are close to teams that in the past have made the playoffs. But in terms of their record at this point in the season right now, no one has ever made the playoffs from here. That feels pretty damn discouraging.
I'm on Tankathon right now, and I clicked on the MLB one. The Rangers are 3.5 games out of having a 14.23% of having the best odds to get the number one overall pick, and that would be the third worst record in the lottery.
Yeah.
Remember the White Sox in Oakland? They're eliminated from it. They've been bad for so long. They're not in the lottery. They're going to pick 10th and 11th. Right now, if you go to tankathon.com, you can't catch Colorado or Miami. They are horrible. But the Los Angeles Angels, according to your lottery odds, have the third worst record. They are 51-64. The Rangers are 54-61. They are closer to having the third worst record in all of baseball for the number one overall pick than they are from winning their division.
And if people are confused at all, remember, some teams are sorted out of this because
White Sox and Oakland are out.
Because they've been in this situation too frequently.
But if I do that, if I put the White Sox and Oakland back up, the Rangers have the eighth worst record in all of baseball. All of baseball, they have the eighth worst record.
Is that bad?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty bad.
So we got some work to do.
However, for the 817, Rangers love making history, bro. I like that. From the 214, those teams didn't have a world-class athlete like Josh Smith, though.
I agree.
That is a good point. And then as a tangent from the 214, I definitely feel Mike's energy 1,000% about that email.
Good for y'all.
I'm with you.
Always got to hate on something. I just can't enjoy
all right.
love.
Get me optimistic.
Here's the ace in the hole. Yesterday,
what?
They went to the White House and met the president so he could remind them who the hell they are, and that's the defending world champions.
Play the audio.
Do we have audio?
Oh, no.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Was that a joke? Because
I fear what you're about to say.
Well, like Biden reminding or remembering, like I was confused.
He pointed out that Adolis Garcia, he highlighted Adolis Garcia yesterday. He highlighted the guy that we need the most right now.
The wrong thing, right?
It doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? I think Adolis probably loved that. He was like, you know what? Finally, somebody's recognizing me a little bit around here.
And then he should have given me a better contract. I could see that. Yes.
Let's get a contract with America.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. They take on the Yankees today and then tomorrow. And honestly, they're probably not even going to play today. They're probably going to get rained out because of the hurricane. It's a tropical storm now, whatever its name is. Katie or something. What's the tropical storm hurricane?
Barbara.
Sorry, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name.
It's like 100% chance of rain for 100% of the time. Debbie. I knew it was
That's
a woman.
My mom's name. Yeah.
And so I think they're probably going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. But they are going to be massive underdogs in all three of these games.
So you say that, but I think you're forgetting. Let's go to the president talking about Adolis Garcia. I think you're forgetting about this weapon that we have.
Garcia, another major league record. Most RBIs in a single season.
Hell yeah! In your face!
I was wondering this because Biden
said... Wilson?
I did read... like on Twitter and stuff, what President Biden said, and it was all awesome. I was like, I'll tell you what, man, to memorize all those things after not watching 1 second of baseball last year, because he doesn't watch it. And I get it. Like, they give him all the notes. Like,
sure.
Here's what you're going to say. Here's your, just try to memorize as much as you can here and get up there and say positive things about the Rangers and then take your picture and we'll be done with it. And so he messed that one up. But that has to be tough. Can you imagine right now if a year from now somebody's like, hey, talk about the Olympians up here who won the gold medals. And you're like, crap, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
Like, give me a point on each person up here. The like five or six people that were the most important in our Olympic gold medals. Give me a key point and I will mention them. And he accidentally messed up.
I actually think his research team messed that up. That's going to be my guess, is that they gave the wrong info.
You say to memorize, Mike. We went to the Reagan Museum and we finally got to read off the panels, those little glass panels. I never really understood how that worked, but now I finally saw it. So I do think the research team screwed that up.
There was one person there who couldn't get it at all. They were like, the words are backwards. And then the tour guide was like, well, yeah, because you'd be up there.
Yeah, you're on
the
wrong
other
side.
Direction.
All right. You said Hack Wilson. Which is true.
Yes.
1930. Who is the modern? I'm going to say modern,
Juan
Kevin.
Juan Gonzalez.
After 1950, at least.
Juan Gonzalez.
Who's the got the most modern? Not for just the Rangers, but for baseball.
I'm going to stick with that. That's my best
guess. Mike, do you have an answer? You played with him.
Oh.
Manny Ramirez?
Manny Ramirez in 1999 had 165.
That is unfreaking.
But didn't Juan Gonzalez have like 100 by All-Star break
that
year?
That's what I remember, is they're like, he's going to make a run at
Hack
Wilson.
He's going to make 200, yeah.
I'm sure if you're the president, you get desensitized to like, hey, here's a new jersey and a new champion and all of that. But when I saw him get that customized Rangers jersey with the gold on it and stuff, I was like, that would be awesome. But like, I'm sure as
you can get it at the ballpark.
Oh, can I get it customized?
Yeah.
Can Boach hand it to me?
Maybe. We got cronuts.
Dude, he might be like, dude, you know what? These calorie-free cronuts here.
I don't know.
He said it. I believe Boach.
Okay.
But that is, the first time a president has ever gotten that from the Rangers. That's awesome.
He was like, hey, you guys in the Metroplex, you guys are used to championships. I'm like, most of the people weren't even alive when Jerry was winning championships.
But don't you think Jerry Jones sat there and he goes, that's right.
That's right.
Thank you for saying that. By the way, and we'll talk about this more later, it does seem odd to me that people at the moment are very upset at Jerry Jones for just saying exactly what he believes to be the truth. When he's like, yeah, there's not a lot of urgency to get the CD deal done. I understand people are mad, but he's telling you exactly what he thinks. That's what I think. I think that's what you think as well, Corey.
Yeah. Honestly, what does it hurt? In Jerry's mind, Kevin, what's it costing me?
Yeah.
It costs me nothing to not sign CD Lamb.
He made
right
sure
now.
To point out in his presser that 99% of their season ticket people, they re-upped. TV deal is already done.
And Kevin, you were like, hey, it's going to cost you $7 million. $7 million that I can do with what?
Yeah.
What's that? Well, it's going to cost you a starting player.
$400 million.
I didn't want that player anyway. I wasn't going to go do the research to get that guy on this team anyway. I'm going to pick up some of these other guys from the UFL and some other guys off the scrap heap. I don't need the veteran player right now. It's not costing him anything to hold out with CeeDee Lamb in this front. So it's really not that big of a problem to him. I really do think that he looks at it completely different than we look because he feels he has the leverage.
Yeah.
He's like, my leverage is your money. And that's really what my leverage is.
For the record, I don't like it either. I really don't like that at all. But when people are getting up in arms now, I'm like, I mean, he's telling you what he really thinks. Like, you don't have to like it, but that is what he really thinks.
Yeah, I really do think that he's like, I don't have, why would I stress myself out about that right now? We're only in training camp.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Real quick.
Okay.
Nobody's favored more in Major League Baseball tonight than the New York Yankees versus the Texas Rangers.
I do see some people saying they think the game might have just gotten postponed.
It's postponed.
Already?
Have you seen the official? I've not seen an official.
I figured because I saw the weather and I was like, there's no way they're playing.
Yeah. It is Shout Out Friday from the 214. Shout out to my daughter, Carly Ray, who will start her senior year at Sachse High School on Monday. Your mother and I are proud of you. Well done. Happy final year, hopefully, in high school.
Yankees have tweeted out that it's been rescheduled due to the forecast of sustained inclement weather and will be made up tomorrow, Saturday, August 10th, as the second game of a single admission doubleheader, which will begin with the first game at 1:05 p.m.
Okay.
More information Eastern time
will be provided shortly.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's from New York, so I'm presuming it's Eastern.
I have pre and post.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike's thinking, he's like, how do we do this?
I have questions about our fan bowl roundtables now as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.